Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is an expert on today's topic. And today we are discussing the topic of everything you do is marketing. Joining me by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran, Ann Sadowski, a nationally renowned speaker, educator, consultant to the apartment industry. Thank you for joining us, Ann.
Well, I'm excited about being invited back. Thank you. Well,
you're always welcome back. You've got a lot of great knowledge and experience to share with our multifamily industry listeners. So everything you do is marketing. Tell me what that means.
Okay. And I'm going to be, I feel like I'm all over the page because I have about 4 hours worth of stuff I want to say. So everything you do is marketing today basically means to our property management companies, our on-site team, technology, 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 and that's understandable. So I want to just give you a few things that I see going on that we have to be familiar with regarding technology. There's no time to discuss each one deeply, but these are terms that most of you are familiar with, and if you're not, you should be, because there's going to be a wake-up call if you're not. And then I want to really talk about what we can kind of expect from ourselves in 2020. Can you believe it's here?
Oh, yeah.
Mercy me. So these are the things that we're talking about most when we think about marketing and multifamily. These are the things that are happening or will be happening. You know, one is virtual reality. It is a marketing tool being used by companies big and small. So it's a way that makes sense for your overall brand messaging and your target audience. So it's a great time to explore those options. Second is interactive content. So many brands rely on blog content or PDF content and to generate leads, and we are very dependent on that today in our industry. That is what rules is. Where do they go to look for an apartment? Where do they go to get information? Straight to the internet and straight to YouTube and Yelp for people's comments about properties and et cetera, et cetera. But we can pretty much expect a lot of interactive web experiences to take the lead, and that's going to be exciting and stimulating. Pinterest is even of interest. You know, we talk a lot about Facebook, but even Pinterest, it's often seen as a social media platform. So it's probably going to be one of the very next big things coming up. Believe it or not, AI, artificial intelligence, it's finding its way into user engagement. Makes me a little bit nervous, and I'm thinking about those drones flying over everywhere I go. But it still has to address customer needs and problems just as aptly as we do as human beings. But it's a lot of the younger customers are really into that. So, of course, user-generated content, we just talked about that for a second. One of the things we know from today's consumer, especially the younger generations, about 90% of them say authenticity is important when deciding what brands they support, and 60% say user-generated content is the most authentic form. So next one is voice search, and it's one of the most rapidly adopted technologies, and it's going to change our lives. I'm still trying to learn how to just use the voice to dictate a text to my husband that comes out sounding like, and especially with spell correct, anytime that we're using technology, I laugh and tell everybody that I recently was sending something and I used the word thing, and it changed it to thong, which is not particularly what I wanted to say in my message. So we, you know, we still have to be very careful with what, how we're using our technology to communicate. But I think voice search is going to be a big part of our future. And I'm going to add honesty. Man, if we are not brutally honest today, you can expect it to blow up in your face in 2020 because people are looking for that authenticity and for honesty and, you know, not making statements that can't be backed up by our reviews. Mm-hmm. And as we well know, our consumer today, and not just for our product, but for most, when I think I want to buy something on the internet, the first thing I do is go to their website and click on reviews, you know, and look in Yelp for reviews because we want to see what other people are saying. So account-based marketing, that's going to help a lot of companies target their unique persona as individuals within the company. And we're going to see, I think we're going to be, because the robots are taking over, that human aspect of marketing our team and putting pictures on our website, and I think especially the service team. You know, I always think about, you know, we think this is all dead because of technology, but I would still do a resident newsletter online, whatever, and have a picture of the service tech and tell something about, you know, Mike has been with us for 12 years, he loves to fish. And humanize our maintenance team, and so when they come knock on people's doors, they're more comfortable with them. So there's an awful lot of influencer marketing going on, and those are the technology parts. But what I really want to talk about today, and I know that we're almost into the end of our first segment because I get on a high, big roll here, is this. We, of course, think of the normal things when we think about presenting our product live, about marketing. And so, of course, it's marketing to sweep the sidewalks. It is marketing to plant seasonal flowers. It's marketing to have beautiful, clean, if you have vacancies, and our 96.8% occupancy today, comfortable-looking, clean model apartments are at least vacancies. So many of us don't have models anymore because that was a huge part of our marketing in the past, because owners look up and go, geez, I could be getting $1,800 a month for that apartment. It's not going to be a model anymore.
Right.
So, and, you know, good working appliances, good social media, smart on the internet, great websites. Of course, we think of those things.
So when we say everything we do is marketing, and we do have about 2 minutes left in this segment, you know, when you're talking to, for instance, a manager who may or may not be the best when it comes to communication, because they have great leasing agents who handle, you know, bringing in the new residents and so forth, they have to understand, I would imagine, that just the way they interact with their residents, the way they respond to requests or even reviews, it is all part of that marketing.
It is, and I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's very, very important. So I'm just going to say in this, you know, this first segment, we tackle outreach and signage, but we've got to look at reputation management. And I will remind us maybe one more time, the way we treat each other, the way we treat our residents, is a huge part of our success and our marketing. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that next.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of everything you do is marketing. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran Ann Sadowski, a nationally renowned speaker, educator, and consultant to the multifamily industry. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Ann, before the break, we were talking, I had asked you the question about if you have a manager who may not have the best communication skills, everything they do is marketing, so they've got to be able to be able to do that. And that brings up the question of taking personal responsibility for everything that is part of your job. So how do you communicate to your clients about the importance of that?
Okay, so I want to take that and run with it, and I want to start by saying most of us, not all of you who are listeners today, but most of us work for a big enough company that someone else is, quote, doing the marketing. You have a marketing director. You have a tech specialist. You have somebody building the website. And so from the on-site manager perspective, they typically are not having to do that part. So then what does happen in their personal responsibility? Because even if you're paying somebody else to do the work, your direction as the leader, you know your property, your instructions, your ideas, the way you present the product is all powerful. And hopefully your marketing director team come to you and visit with you and hear what you have to say about your property and take that into consideration while they are putting all this technology in place. So, and I'm just going to say there's a direct correlation between how you live your life and how you treat other people to the success of your business. So no matter how much you wish that would go away, it is a fact. And so, you know, I laugh and tell people when I open my seminars, I couldn't do your job today. Mm-hmm. I have done almost everything there is to do in this industry in the last, starting in January, my 52nd year. Mm. And I look at today, the overwhelming responsibility of the regional managers and the site business managers and the technology responsibility in addition to the people skills. And my personal opinion is, one more time, that the people skills are getting neglected. So I was working with client managers a couple of weeks ago, and I asked them, what makes your job tough? And I get up and I do the whiteboard and make all the list of what makes the job tough. And when it's all said and done, about 80% of it is other people, your team, your boss, your residents, your prospective residents. So we still know that is a challenge for us, and yet we're still so very focused on the technology to make our business work. So we need to take a better look at who the consumer is and what they expect. And all of this is changing for all of us. So So basically then, what is marketing? And that's somehow or the other driving traffic to your website, to your door. I think we've lost such a personal touch as everything's, you know, think about this. You can find your apartment online. You can fill out the paperwork online. You rent your apartment online. You get your credit check online. You pay the deposit online. You pay your rent online. You turn in service requests online. And so we think that we don't have to interact with people anymore. But just wait until they're mad about something. You know? Mm-hmm. Just wait until the toilet didn't actually get fixed when the service tech was in or whatever. We still have to have our people skills. And I think we have to consider not just marketing to driving the traffic, but keeping the business that we have. Because when I look back at my history in this industry, when our businesses were fairly small, we did, in quote, business with our customers and business with our employees. That's how we spent our time, doing our business and people skills and our employees. And then we got big and we got fancy, and we really are focused today on profit and competition. And so today we deal with the company and the profits versus dealing really with the customers and with our team members. So I think we need to really get focused on what our customers want from us, because we have to keep marketing. This is not a business where you know, they walk in the door, you get them, and you're done with them.
Right.
I laugh and tell everybody, one of the things that makes our business different from others is if you get a burger at the drive-thru at McDonald's, you may never see that person again, nor they see you again. If you get tires put on your car at the tire store, you drive off, you may never see each other again. When you rent somebody an apartment, those suckers move in with you.
That's true.
And then if you're the person that rented them the apartment, then you are the one they come back to.
Right.
So that personal relationship is still a huge part of marketing. So, but, you know, we know that buyers have changed, and we know that selling and sellers have changed. But if we continue marketing and selling just with technology, we're going to soon find that it's not working when it comes to the actual relationship. So, and we have to just remember that one size doesn't fit all. We have to get rid of that one size mentality. Because I laugh and tell people, when you've been in this business 2 years or more, you have equivalent to a degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, really learn about people. So, A couple of tips that I think are extremely important, and that is targeting your market. Who are the key drivers? We have five generations living in apartment communities today. You stop and think about that. Five generations. We have five generations still in the workforce today. And from my generation, the first one that's still alive, to the Gen Zs who are born around, 2000, forward, those year 2000s are going to be 20 years old,
right?
Next year, that's our customer. And we're trying, not only are we marketing to them, they're living next door to each other. And sometimes that's a big part of how we do business, is helping them deal with one another. I found it very interesting that people in my age group and the really, really young age group seem to do really well together.
Mm-hmm.
The baby boomers and the Gen X and Gen Y, not so much. But I think this younger group, I think they look at us like, this is my grandma.
Yeah.
So those of us who are in my age group. So here's another marketing thing that I want to talk about, is competitive intelligence. Your competition is watching you, and when you're successful, they're going to do what you do. There's no secret way that we can do marketing that puts us ahead of our competition, because everybody's doing the same thing. So we all have to do our due diligence, and I'm just going to say, you need to be looking at your comp, their websites. You need to be seeing what they're doing. We used to think that we were getting really smart marketing ideas by going and visiting the properties, and which is well and good if you want to try the mystery shop or you know, my opinion is go make friends with the people down the street. They're not your enemy.
Right.
You can refer to each other, you know. But it is good for us to know what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are and what's changing in their companies. So what are the impacting trends? And we learn that from each and through our apartment associations and through this wonderful radio show.
Thank you.
So it's sort of branding. Remember that branding is what you say about yourself and your company, mm-hmm. but your reputation is what others say about you. So we've talked about branding a lot in the past, and again, that's all turned toward technology today. But you know, branding and reputation end up blending. And I'll ask this question: how many of your companies have a mission statement? Does your property have a mission statement? As old-fashioned as that may sound to you, okay, I'll give you an example. If I was selling Jell-O, I would sell the wiggle. You know how Jell-O kind of wiggles?
Right.
And on the flavors and the taste and the wiggle. That's what Jell-O would sell. Tabasco is always going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're selling that spicy hotness in the Tabasco. It works for them, and they will probably never change their look or their brand. They'll always have the wiggle and the hot.
Mm-hmm.
But if what you're doing isn't working for you or it's dated and you're not Jell-O Tabasco, you have to change with what's changing. So, and I'm going to say again, if you don't have a mission statement, I've helped 1,000 companies write their mission statement, and I'll make it very easy for you. You sit down with your team and you write down every positive thing you can think of about your apartment community, just a word. And you look at all those words and you look at what you need to use in your mission statement, and you write it using those words. I do the same thing when I ask every property that I visit, let's do a hot list. And they go, what is that? I said, sit down and write down the 5 top selling features of your apartment community. And of course, we do location, and we do new, or we do gorgeous grounds. We do wood floors. We do whatever we do. And I say, that's your marketing. That's what you need to be talking about. And most of them put a great team in the office. Talk about that. Talk about customer service and a great team. Talk about we love our residents. And I want to address sometime while we're talking this little bit of time that while visiting with the client company that I asked the managers, do you think we've gotten cocky because of high occupancy?
Hmm.
And every one of them said yes.
There you go.
We've gotten cocky, and I'm just going to remind you that's not what – we have lost our empathy, and that is the ability to walk in other people's shoes and to feel what they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at your marketing and your advertising, you need to not look at it through your eyes. You need to look at it through your consumer's eyes. What are they seeing? What are they going to read from this? What is their opinion of us going to be when they? Same thing. We just in a staff meeting yesterday talked about our turns are not up to par. We need to get more our maintenance teams, our make ready teams, more on the ball and make sure our make readies are really. And I said, let me tell you how to do it. You walk in the door, you look at it, and you say, would I move in there if I was the customer? Would I move into this apartment the way it is?
We got to take a quick break.
Got it.
All right. We will be back with more of this great information right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Talk Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of everything you do is marketing. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran Ann Sadowski, a nationally renowned speaker, educator, and consultant to the apartment industry. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enhanced products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Ann, before we went to the break, you were discussing mission statements and the importance of mission statements, as well as the fact that a lot of people aren't doing them anymore. You may be thinking they're old-fashioned.
I think that's one of the things. I was sitting here thinking while we were on break that I have just about stopped submitting to speak at the state and national conferences because I am so focused on people skills, and they say nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear about technology and that part of the marketing and all that, and that's okay because I have you.
That's true.
And you give me a venue to talk about this. So I can't imagine that anybody would have a company website without some kind of a mission statement, and that your property should have a mission statement, and my friends, personally, you should have a mission statement. So here's my mission statement. It's pretty simple. I educate and work with organizations that want to increase business so that they can be more successful and increase profit.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be big and flowery and on and on and on. I mean, what if your mission statement just said, we believe in making a fair profit, not at the customer's expense. We make sure they receive the value, the comfort, the lifestyle that we promise, you know, because then they become our marketing. Happy customers become our marketing. And we're thinking the technology is the marketing while these people are going on and putting reviews on all of your vehicles for that. So, you know, word of mouth. So I remind everybody, think about your mission statement when you're talking to a resident who's upset about something. When you're selling someone an apartment, think about your mission statement. We have to remember that they become a big part of our marketing today. So my reminder to every class that I give, at the end I say, when your consumer walks away from an experience with you, what do they say about that experience? When they go to lunch with their friends, when they get back to their office, when they sit down to put up a review, what do they say about their experience with you? And I think high occupancy has made us cocky, and that we don't, it's sort of like, okay, if they move out, so what? We've got people waiting. And then you just don't, you're not putting a pencil to what the, every move out is costing you. And the word of mouth. So I just get on a roll here, and then I get off my topic. But people skills are critical. And I've said that, I think, before to you and to most of the people who probably listen to your show. The likability factor is so powerful, and it's three steps. The first step is how you look, how you move, how you present yourself. It doesn't mean you have to be handsome or gorgeous, and it doesn't mean you have to spend all your money on clothes, but it means that you need to look like you care about yourself, because then how would I think you care about me if you don't care about you? And then how you move is putting some energy, a little pep in your step. You're standing up when people come through the door, greeting people. You know, that's one of my jobs at my church, is I'm sort of the volunteer coordinator, and we have a table where we greet people who come in and say, I'm here for the first time. And I was giving a couple of tours Sunday and joking and laughing and talking about, you know, how long I'd been there and how much we love what the teachings are or whatever. And I said, am I overwhelming you? She said, no, I love your enthusiasm. So, you know, and I think we're losing that art. Okay, so that's number one, how you look and how you move. Number two is what you say and how you say it. And that goes right back to how you deal with other people. It's not just what you say, but your tone of voice, the look on your face, your body language, choosing your words. I remind all of you, do not let angry people choose your behavior. You choose your own behavior, and don't buy into what they're doing. And then the third step is how you make other people feel. And in my lifetime, I do not believe it's going to go away, that we have to be conscious and focused on those, that likability factor. So it's just absolutely critical. So I'm on my soapbox here. So,
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you talk about people skills, you know, you and I are both of a generation that there was no such thing as the internet when we were started out in our business lives. There was no such thing as cell phones and or other devices that.
And there sure weren't any drones.
Exactly, and so, you know, what I see today, not just in our industry, in the multifamily industry, but I see it with people that are of a much younger generation, is they seem to have their nose buried in their phone, never looking up. They're walking down the street, or they're sitting in a restaurant, and so they're never engaging with anybody. And to me, you know, from a marketing standpoint, that's the wrong thing for them to be doing if they're representing a property or managing a property or whatever it might be. It seems to me like that is almost, and maybe this is too strong of a word, but an epidemic that needs to have some type of a cure for people to understand the art of engaging with other people and those people skills that you're describing.
And you know what? And when you're talking about an epidemic, I'm thinking zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because even in my age group, my husband and I were having a late lunch on Sunday and sitting in the restaurant, and he was looking at his phone and I was looking at mine, and I said, hey, let's put the phones down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look around in a restaurant and the children have their little tablets or their little fake computers and they're 1 year old or 2 years old doing that while mom and dad are sitting and engaging them, no engagement live, but with that telephone, you know, and it is an epidemic. And it's going, and you know, they're also driving cars while texting and looking at photos and wrecking their vehicles and killing people.
Well, the thing that I think is that the generation, the youngest generation that's doing this, that's out there in the business world, you know, now starting the business world, that generation is permeating the multifamily industry. I mean, and that's great. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to have youth. But I think one of my concern about this epidemic again is the fact that they think everything can be done by using their phone or getting on their tablet or their laptop. That's the way they do things. That's the way they text each other. They don't pick up the phone and call each other. I'm thinking about my kids too. You know, that's takes the human element out of it, which is so critically important to what we do.
It is. And you know, when we are finding, as we're pre-qualifying or interviewing people who finally we do get a phone call or a personal contact, or they walk in the door, and as we're visiting with them and we say, what is the best way for me to reach you? 90% of them say, just text me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants you to call them. Nobody wants to bother with an email, not even email.
Right.
It's just text me. So our world evolves today around texting.
Yeah, and I think, and we're going to have to take a break in just a second, but I think as we progress with the marketing technology that you listed with AI and virtual tours and all the different things that are out there, the one thing hopefully that people will understand that can set them apart is the way their people skills and the way they interact with it. That's going to set them apart from the property next door.
And again, this is what's frightening about it. Nobody wants to listen to us about this. But again, I send in a presentation and say I'd like to speak at the TAA or the NAA or the ABC, whatever, and I want to talk about people skills, and they go, that's a dated topic. They want newer stuff.
Yeah.
So so what I want to ask everybody is, when a resident is angry or a prospective resident is upset or they arrive to move in and it's not up to par in their mind, and they come in and they're, you know, number one, they think they're the only person you have to deal with today. And, you know, I was telling my group yesterday that Randy and I drive Sewell vehicles. It's a very popular family owned and operated, and they have Cadillacs and they have Lexus and they have whatever. And Randy and I both drive a Sewell Lexus. And I was telling them yesterday at the staff meeting, when you walk in the door down there, no matter how busy they are, you would think you're the only customer they have.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they offer you coffee. They want to, please have a seat. Let me page this person. Here's our latest. Look at this catalog. And that's, we've lost that. That we have such an overwhelming number of people. You got four people in the office and 800 people or more living in the apartment community. So here's what I want to ask. When they're upset with you and they come in and they need to be calmed, your phone is not going to help you. We've lost. You're exactly right. There's no way I'll text you sitting right here in front of you. Here, let me show you my phone. That's not going to work. So the people skills are such a huge part of marketing.
Right.
And such a huge part of our skills today. And it's scary.
It is. And we do need to take a quick break. So if you don't mind, we're going to keep going with this in the next segment. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of everything you do is marketing. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran Ann Sadowski, a nationally renowned speaker, educator, consultant to the apartment industry, and all around a great person to know and to call on when you have a question about this industry. There's a lot of knowledge base, and that you have, and you've been on the show a few times, and I really enjoy having you on. So thank you so much. During the break, we were talking about a term that people use a lot when it comes to technology, but when it comes to people, are we user friendly?
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
Well, because I just this past few days actually have written a description. I'm going to use that as a topic in 2020, and the title of that seminar is going to be "Are We No Longer User Friendly?" And this is my description. And it just ties right in exactly what we were just talking about. Technology rules our world. But what happens when we have to come face-to-face with an unhappy, even hostile resident or customer? Or we have to answer a hateful email message or reply of some manner to a review. And by the way, guys, when you get a negative review on one of the sites and you are responsible for responding, don't get defensive. It makes you look absolutely foolish and guilty. So when I reply to a review on anything, when I help my clients with that, I start with this: thank you for taking your time and letting us know. Thank you for taking the time to comment. So you start out, instead of getting defensive, that you soften it. So anyway, so this is my next topic. People are angry. Road rage is running rampant. Workplace violence is on the rise. And Americans are carrying guns. Mm-hmm. And we're struggling to adapt in this ever-changing world. And face the facts. Television news highlights the worst of us rather than the best. And it does provide a forum for people to become famous for bad behavior. So I'm not talking about this to frighten people. I just want you to know that about 90% of the time, we have the ability to soothe the savage beast and to be a calming influence because we've developed our people skills. So learning how to stay cool under fire and with our behavior and our words that are calming, make a list of things never to say. Pay attention to how your team members are speaking to your customers. All of this, and again, I know it. Does this sound like our topic? Everything we do is marketing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
everything we do, the way, you know, it's interesting. I saw a survey several years ago. 70% of the people who stop doing business with any given business do so because of the way they're spoken to or treated by the staff.
You know, and when you, and when you're talking about, you know, the potential hostile person that comes in, I think that most situations escalate to hostility and anger when the person who comes in, the resident, doesn't feel like they're being heard or that they're being listened to.
No question.
And so what do you recommend for that?
Well, and not just that they're not being heard, but they're talked back to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you, you've got somebody walking through the door, and I don't care. Here's what I always remind people. If you have $10 apartments and all the person can afford is a $10 apartment, they deserve the same customer service as the person who's paying $1,000 for an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and you have the responsibility, and that's what we're not taking, Paul. We're not taking the responsibility of calming the person, treating them like they're our only customer, open, let them rant, sit quietly, and in a very calm and quiet voice, say, I am here to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Let's talk about what I can do to help you. Let's talk about what we can do to resolve this. But you know what we say instead? Don't raise your voice to me. I don't have to take that off of you. Who do you think you are? No wonder people put bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we, it, I think that we have not come to grips with the fact that we do have the ability to calm people. 90% of the time, we can calm people by being nice, but we get defensive. So I'm saying again, we let them choose our behavior. What kind of marketing is that going to be for our property? So one more time, if 70% of them go away because of that, why are we not fixing that?
Right.
We can learn to be nice. We can learn to be polite, you know, and I'm not saying take abuse off. I know there comes a time when, you know, they're screaming at you or if they're threatening you, there is a time when you have to walk away. There is a time when you have to stand up, start walking toward the door. Typically, if they're standing there yelling at you, they'll go with you. And the next thing you know, they go out the door and then lock the door. If you are fearful, I'm not saying take the abuse, but I am saying first and foremost, your marketing tool is to respond to them in a kind, polite, positive manner as you are part of the solution.
So let me ask you this question. When you resolve something and everybody is warm and fuzzy after it's all over, do you recommend that that the person, the manager, whoever it is that's involved in it, ask them to go write a review about how the situation got resolved?
I wouldn't do it at the time that they've been angry and you've just calmed
them. Okay.
Because I'm not sure they're ready at that point to go write a positive review. They have to see action,
sure.
Right?
Right.
But this is what I do tell everybody. When a resident says to you, you guys give great service, or thank you for getting that fixed quickly for me, or gee, you responded in such a positive way, and thank you. That's the time when they are feeling warm and fuzzy, because I'm not sure they feel, even though we've been kind and polite, but they're still sitting there crying because they can't pay their rent, or they're sitting there crying because their car was broken, or because we towed it. Number one thing that ticks people off is towing their cars.
Right.
I think that's above rent increases. You know, when they're agitated, even though you've calmed them, I think I would wait until they actually say, thank you for solving this in such a positive way, and they calm down. And then that's a good time. I've always tried to get our team members, when the resident comes in and brings you cookies and say, I really love you guys, say, would you please put that in our reviews?
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
So, you know, I used to do it before the internet, before all of this. I used to say, would you please put that in writing? And I put it on a bulletin board with a thumbtack in the office. So old-fashioned, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it was.
Okay, so let me. I want to go back to the topic because I know we're just about out of time.
Sure.
I have a little piece that I wrote a long, long time ago, and I pulled it up when we started talking about what we're going to talk about today, and this is what I know that marketing is. If the circus comes to town, and you went looking for a site to pitch the big top tent, that's market research.
Right.
If you painted a sign before the circus comes to town saying, yay, the circus is coming to town on Saturday, that's advertising.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your sign on the back of an elephant and you march it through town, that's promotion.
Mm-hmm.
If the elephant, with the sign still on its back, tramples through the mayor's garden and it makes the evening news, that's publicity. If the mayor laughs about it, if you can get him to laugh about it, that's public relations. If you deliberately led the elephant through the schools and the residential neighborhoods, that's market segmentation. When the town's residents come to your circus and you show them the array of games, treats, and entertainment stalls, explain how much fun they're going to have enjoying the circus performers, answer their questions about the attractions, and ultimately they spend their hard-earned money at your circus, that's sales. If you created, planned, and managed all of these activities, that's marketing.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Well, hopefully you will send that to me, and
I will do it.
And I can put that on our website under this episode. If someone would like to get a copy of that, they're welcome to do that. And we've got about a minute left. Tell us, tell our listeners how you got started quickly, in the industry, and if someone wanted to reach you, how they could do it.
January of 1968, the only time I've ever in my life looked in the newspaper for a job. I was a single mom working in retail, picked up the paper one day, developer, 1968, uniforms provided to all of our residents, 24/7 anyway. I had done some recruiting for Mary Kay when she first started her company, getting salespeople on board, and they were asking for a personnel recruiter, and I went and interviewed for the job and got it. Thank you, God, because it just changed my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up working for Lincoln Property Company. I was the first ladies female vice president in the history of Lincoln Property Company, which was a fun thing. I love to share that with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with Lincoln about 10 years before I started my own company. That was 1981. So since 81, I have been educating, training. I had a full-service marketing company, and ultimately, what I ended up doing that I love the most is what I'm doing today. And I am celebrating again, starting in January, 52 years and still going 90 miles an hour.
And if someone wanted to reach you, how could they do it?
972-661-9300. Or very simply email ann@annsadovsky.com. If you Google me, you will find me.
All right. Well, Ann, it has been so great having you on again, and I know we're going to do it early after the first of the year. I know our listeners give a lot of good feedback about you and your topics and what you cover. And as I said, the little piece that you read about the circus, that will be on our website. Go to the episode, and you can download that. Thanks again, Ann, and everybody have a great Sunday. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.